So Bluebell says to everyone get their bathroom break in now, but guess what?
It's too late.
Late.
Too late. Too late. You took too long.
It's too late. Yeah. Well, that's all right. And I don't expect this won't go more than like 3 or 4 hours more. Oh, wait, maybe like 20 minutes more.
So we're going to take a moment to recap anyway. So, yeah, if somebody needs to go use the bathroom, go use it. We're going to recap that the PSVR game of the year, in spite of dozens of great nominees, there were three. Wanderer. PSVR Wanderer, obviously Wanderer, the PSVR game of the year. And I say obviously Roots, but it wasn't that obvious, right? Because Zenith had a very good claim on something like this, as did Moss Book 2. Three great releases for PSVR this year.
Yeah, what really leaned Wanderer was is the fact that it was top-notch on every level, and it's the best-looking PSVR game that everybody's seen. Like, it was like a PCVR game. And it's hard to argue that it wasn't the best PlayStation VR game. Although, you know, Zenith was very successful on its own, and so was Moss Book 2. But actually, I guess it didn't do that well on the PSVR one. It's definitely, in my opinion, was easier to pick that than some of the other categories. But it wasn't a for sure thing.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't a gimme, Eric, because there are some very passionate Zenith players in the PSVR community, and they have a valid point. You know, in 6 months, I guess in 6 months we'll be playing all of our PSVR games all over again. But besides, I mean, if that weren't the case, there's a lot more replayability with Zenith, and we feel like that game is going to remain active for years to come, where Wanderer is kind of a one and done for sure.
Yep. You know what I was just thinking? I felt bad because, you know, we lost some of the people. But then I started thinking, these 35, 37 amazing people that came with us, your odds just shot up for any games in the future. Because all these other people that were like, just, I don't know, I guess they didn't want to stick around. I feel good for these people.
Those people must not have been at their computer at the time that we switched over. They're going to come back and be all by themselves and be like,
oh my God, I almost got stuck by myself. I was scared, but then I saw you guys there and I was like,
we might should have waited the 3 minutes out, huh?
Maybe, right? I don't know. That's all right, though. We're getting the news is out. We got 22 likes. Everyone's saying, man, come back. We got you.
People can catch it tomorrow. People can catch it tomorrow. It's not like everyone isn't going to watch this show over and over and over again anyway until we come back live in a few days.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, too, is last year they didn't have the option. It was just gone. And, like, a lot of people that went to bed and said, well, I'll finish it tomorrow, they couldn't. That was, like, a horrible feeling as a content creator. It was like, oh, man, that really sucks. So it's good that we were able to switch over to the new stream, even though we were kind of trying not to.
That's how we learn, right? That's how we learn, and experience pays.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the... people wanted to know who won the $20 PSN codes that we were going to give away. And again, giving away one to the chat and giving away another one during the second chance drawing. So if you didn't win, don't worry about it. All you got to do is leave a comment down below that says PSN code. You can leave it on either one of these videos, by the way. We'll take it from both. And we're going to pick another winner in just a couple of weeks' time. But so I was away from the computer, obviously, when that segment went off. But my wife was here. The problem is my wife didn't know the answer to the question.
Uh-oh.
So what she did is she wrote down, in order,
oh God,
all the responses and what people said. So I'm going to just read down the list here a little bit. Mind Jive said Runner. Obviously, Runner is not a PSVR1 launch title.
Close.
Brandon said No Man's Sky. No. No Man's Sky was not a PSVR1 launch title, so sorry. Technoglitch then said Riggs. And I am almost certain that Riggs indeed was... a PlayStation VR launch title.
Nobody said Farpoint or any of the obvious ones.
Well, Farpoint wasn't a launch title.
Really? Either. Oh my God, I would have got that wrong too. I thought that came out as like the system seller, or maybe that was just really good.
Well, Farpoint came out in 2017.
Jesus.
Yeah. we're going to just verify that my knowledge of PSVR is correct and Riggs indeed was a launch title. And yep, Riggs indeed was a launch title. Techno glitch. Congratulations, sir. You are the winner of the $20 PSN code. And you know what the cool thing about this is, Eric, is that they don't have to go slum it with some old PSVR 1 games here. That's 20 bucks on Horizon, or 20 bucks on Village, or 20 bucks on Switchback. You can get your PSVR 2 catalog started courtesy of us here at the Virtual Strangers. So congrats, TechnoBitch.
Yeah, or you can go get fungus in your garden, or her garden, or fungus among us, or whatever it is.
Here's the thing, Roots. I don't know what Tech's going to do, because Tech has won some awesome prizes, but he only gets to pick one. Like he only gets to keep one of them. The rest of them we're going to give away during the second chance drawing.
What's he got to choose from? Did he win Wandering in Space too? He's got like Wandering in Space.
No, he won the first one. He won was the PC flat game, the Runner.
Oh, Ghost Runner.
Or Ghost Runner.
Ghost Runner.
Then he gave him
like that one on all of them.
Yeah, and then we came back from Ghost Runner, and he won another like PC VR banger title. I don't remember exact. Maybe I don't remember exactly what it was, but he won something else that was really cool right after that. So, yeah, he's gonna have to pick, and it's not gonna be an easy choice.
Well, the good news is there's two extra games out there that people thought were out of the mix that are gonna now be in the mix for the second chance drawing. Even more reason to go after the episode, I guess, at either episode, right? Or do we want it on the? I guess at either one, because we don't want to make it confusing. If it's on either one, it'll get entered one person entry, but per game. But you want to put everything you want in there, like Wes said, but preferably in one comment. So, which is
you know what's
for you.
Cool. As awesome as our giveaway has been tonight, and it has been awesome. We've given away a lot of cool stuff. I think our second chance drawing is going to be even more epic than what we've done here today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 2 weeks of anticipation.
Yep, that's right. So again, if you all haven't already, make sure you like the video, like the new video too. You like the old one, like the new one, and make sure you're subscribed.
Tech says, didn't I win the PSVR game of the year? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The $20 gift card. So now that's your third choice. You have three choices. I don't know what the second one was, but
yeah. So Tech has some awesome things to pick from here. Anyway, why don't we start talking about the game of the year now that we've got the recap over? Let's move ahead with our games of the year. And again, we're getting down to it now. We have now come to the MetaQuest game of the year, and a lot of great games came out for Quest this year. Even if there wasn't any big Oculus funding games, the independent developer community really picked up the ball and ran with it this year and gave us all a lot to play if we're playing on Quest 2. So, Eric, I'm going to start with you as we talk about the first nominee. I was kind of torn on this one because we said it earlier, like if we're going to pick the best game of 2022, most likely the best game of 2022 was The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2 Retribution. But this game, as awesome as it is, and it is an improvement, or it seems to be an improvement in most ways over the original, which is a classic. I think this game is a little bit of a victim of timing, not only coming out later during the year, but probably coming out a couple weeks too early with regard to some of the issues it had at launch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess that was directed at me. I thought it was Eric. Yeah, I agree. 100%.
I've called on Eric a couple of times now, and he's just kind of ghosted. You all right, bro?
Sorry, man. Yeah, I had, I was actually muted and deafened for about 10 seconds, and then at the end, okay. I thought it was Roots at the end. So
no, it's all good. I thought maybe I'll finish what I was going to say, but, I definitely think this game is an amazing game. And I also think that its timing was hurt by the timing on the release for a lot of reasons. And, it's the first impressions can be hard. And this is from a game that we love and we know is good. It's just those, a lot of people were rough on it in the beginning, and so it was a little bit, you know, those first couple weeks were a little rough, but I think they've definitely fixed all those problems. So,
you know, Eric, whether it's The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners Chapter 2, or Lawn, or Hubris, I think we probably should have did what we initially intended to do, and that was to omit December releases and push them the next year. Because, I mean, we were getting ready for CES and getting ready for the show, and we didn't really give any of those games the attention that they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to do it, right? Right up until they announced that Retribution was going to be coming in early December, and that was really the only reason we changed our mind, because we're like, if this game is what we think it is, how do we leave it out of this discussion? But it may have been to the benefit of this game if we did leave it out. I think it definitely would have been the benefit of this game if we did leave it out. And like you said, it's tough to keep going at that point of the year because there's so many things going on, and it's tough to keep up with all the new games. So I think we really need to do a hard cutoff next year. I mean, everybody else does. You know what I mean? If you look at all the major game awards, they all cut them off in like November.
Yeah. And you know what? Who's to say, Roots, that if we decide to do that, and we probably will, we'll probably cut it off in November next year, as we should have this year. Maybe we'll go ahead and renominate the stuff from December this year so that we have the full 12 months in.
Yeah, that's true. And since we didn't really get a chance to give them the shot that they deserve on any of these games that came out that late.
So I think it's a prudent move, a wise move, and a likely one. Because again, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2, after the update that it got just a couple weeks ago, it's probably should have won this award, to be quite honest. But we haven't had time to play it through yet, so we really don't know.
Yeah.
Or the best version of it. We played the beginning version, which was difficult, which was difficult to get through.
Exactly. Roots, moving on to the next nominee, Marvel's Iron Man VR. As we look across the VR media landscape, I'm really surprised that some of the other media outlets kind of overlooked Iron Man VR in their Game of the Year discussions. Like, this is a highly polished superhero adventure, and it's the best superhero game we've ever seen in VR.
Yeah, it might be just because it had already came out on PlayStation VR. I don't know. Maybe it was definitely timing, but it's one of the best games that I played this last year. And it's Iron Man, and it was done well. And every complaint that I had about the PlayStation VR version didn't exist in this version. And so it was amazing.
Eric, Quest does pretty good with PSVR sloppy seconds, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how that happens, right? But I mean, this is a way to do this game, man. This is good. I mean, especially you can turn, you can move, you can you know, spin your whole body. You're not worried about a camera in front of you. But man, the quest rocked this title. Like, I mean, as good as it was good, right? Besides the load times, it was still a great PSVR one title. You know what I mean? It played really, really good there, and it looked great. So you can't say anything really bad about it other than, you know, it had bad load times. But, yeah, I mean, on Quest 2, this game is fantastic. I'm really shocked that they actually did it as good as they did there.
Yeah, on PSVR, there was only a few complaints. You mentioned one, like crazy long load times on PSVR. But in addition to that, I mean, people were complaining about there was no free locomotion when you were at home in the mansion area. And there were some performance issues like reprojection and other sorts of visual artifacts, which was kind of surprising because that was even the case on PS5 to a much lesser extent, obviously, but they were still there. So to see this thing run as well as it does on Quest is really a testament to the work that they've did porting it over. Republic developer, what's the name of the developer?
Camouflage.
Thank you, Eric. Camouflage did a great job porting this thing over to Quest. And again, it's not always easy for a Quest game to do a better version than came on PSVR earlier, but that's exactly what they did here with this one.
Bluebell says I had a long load times on my Quest also. Well, it's all, I
you
guess.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's all about... you know, what you consider long, because, you know, standing in dark in VR is like 20 seconds, 30 seconds or whatever is way too, I mean, I think it was like 5 seconds maybe for the Quest 2. So, or, you know, definitely was not even close to as long as the PlayStation VR version was.
Yeah, there's like 30 and 45 seconds sometimes to load into these levels. And it's just like, that might not sound like very long, but when you're staring at the wall waiting to play your game, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Moving along, Eric, we've spoken at length now many times about Moss Book 2 and what an excellent game it is. The Oculus Quest version. All that much more impressive considering what it's running on.
Hell yeah. And can you believe that we're in this category and the first three games that aren't the winners are Walking Dead 2, Marvel's Iron Man, and Moss Book 2? I mean, this...
Yeah, I know.
Just, I mean, we haven't even gotten into this, man, and we just went through three killer titles. Moss Book 2 is amazing, man. Again, another PlayStation VR 1 game that moved, you know, eventually over to the Quest 2, and port was great, man. I don't know about you guys, but I had a really, really good time in the Quest 2 version, and the only reason I didn't finish it is I wanted to see what it was going to look like on PC eventually when it came. So, but otherwise, I would have definitely finished it there over the PlayStation version, I think.
You know, Geisen in the chat pointed out something important that we did overlook a moment ago. Endeavor 1, big part of porting Iron Man over to Quest, so that's absolutely right. It wasn't all just camouflage. Right. Endeavor 1 did great work on that as well, so shout out to them.
Hell yeah, they rock.
Roots Moss Book 2, you know, obviously the best looking version of it is on PC, and then PlayStation a close second behind that. But there isn't that big of a difference, and I think it's a testament to the team over there at PolyArk that they provided largely the same experience across all platforms for those who played their game.
Yeah, unless it's kind of like After the Fall. Like, you never knew that there was no flashlight until you knew there was no flashlight, right? Moss Book 2, I mean, the differences are going to be so little that if you play it through on the Quest, it's going to be just as amazing of a game as it would be on any other platform, right? It looks phenomenal.
All right, so I'm gonna do something that's probably gonna be very distracting here. Well, I'll wait until after the category to try it here. But there's something I want to try out that,
okay.
That I think is gonna be pretty cool. Moving along, Roots, you know, banger after banger here: Saints and Sinners 2, Iron Man VR, Moss Book 2. These are just nominees. These are not winners. Nor is Green Hell VR, and everything we said about the previous applies here as well. An absolutely beautiful game and a technical achievement getting something like this to run on Quest in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it's a completely different game, a different port from the PC version, but it's just as good. It just has some of, I guess, a little bit less content, right? But they did such a good job of bringing it over, you would never know. It's just it's really good.
Arabella72 in the chat says, I really like Moss 2 and the graphics were beautiful. It absolutely was a stunning game and beautiful artwork. Beautiful storytelling and beautiful artwork, kind of the hallmark of the Moss franchise. Yeah, it was beautiful on Quest. Eric, uncommon depth among the Quest VR catalog when you look at a game like Green Hell.
Hell yeah, because you know what? We don't have games like this. I mean, we have like Song of the Smoke, but we don't have like The Forest, right? I mean, everybody raves about The Forest and how great that is. A lot of people have been playing that game for a long time, you know, and, you know, we finally got The Forest, you know, on the Quest 2, which is you know, it's pretty heavy duty. It's not multiplayer, but, you know, what is there is very deep, and you know, it's got a great story, and it looks beautiful, and they did a fantastic job moving this to the Quest 2. I mean, this is when you look at games like this, you just wonder why other games can't do it. You know what I mean? It boggles my mind when we talk about games like all the ones that we've talked about on this list, and then we get a game that comes out that just looks like a PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah, yeah. Really a testament to the talent of the people at Incuvo. Kudos to them doing such a great job on the Quest as well as the PC VR version, and I can't wait again to see what they're going to be able to do with PlayStation VR 2.
Ryan Brandon says Among Us wins, right?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because our next nominee actually is Among Us VR. And you know what? It very rightfully could have won, Roots, because, you know, as simplistic of a concept as this game is, and as, you know, like bare bones as the game, even graphically, not a whole lot here. But what is here is an amazing, genius concept for a game that works even better in VR than it did on flat platforms. And besides all of that, this game is kind of a cultural icon. This game has quite a following outside of VR. So to have the best version in VR is very notable and certainly would have been worthy of winning this award.
Yeah, it's actually bigger than people think. You know, like you said, it's a very well-known IP, and the best version of it is in VR. And so all these content creators that already played it, they wanted to try it in VR, right? And show their audience how amazing it is. And so I think it's brought a lot of eyes on VR that wouldn't have been here this time last year, more so than almost everything on this list. So for that reason, it definitely, was definitely high up on my list for game of the year.
Eric, to this day, we've never even had a mediocre time in this game. It has been an absolute blast every time we went into it.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't think I would either. Like, I had played Among Us in VR chat, and I thought it was kind of cool. But, you know, we had our time in there, and we're like, okay, that's about it. And I really did not think that we would have this much fun or this game would have this kind of staying power. I mean, there's people in there every couple of days getting parties together. I mean, I get alerts all the time on both of our communities where people are just like, here's my room code, everybody get in. And people get in and they play, and a lot of times you can fill the room, 10 people. I mean, that is a testament to how great this game is. And we could all stream it tomorrow and have a fucking blast playing it. So, you know, as much as I'm like, you know, didn't think Among Us in VR was going to be that big, I was absolutely wrong, and I will 100% admit it.
Yeah, it's an absolute great game, and much more fun than I had expected it as well. Definitely a surprise. Moving along, Zenith, The Last City, another game we've talked about many times, Roots, during the course of this program. An amazing opportunity for you to play with all of your friends in VR, no matter where they're playing, and you can play with them all at the same time. Tons of content, and the game is only getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Brian says, $30. I mean, it's definitely a good investment for so many hours, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Eric, $30 for a game as it stands today with dozens and dozens of hours of co-op content, and you know, lots more content on the way for this one.
Yeah, adding more all the time and haven't charged a penny for any kind of content upgrade so far. And I don't know any, I haven't heard of that there are any plans to charge yet. So I'm super happy with this game. And again, another testament to this list that this wasn't the winner. Like, literally, there was a couple of games that hit early last year that we were like, this could be the winner. And I think this was one of them. We're like, this is probably the game of the year. And, you know, it's just, again, testament to them. We keep saying that this year was a down year, but man, look at the list that we just put out there of freaking killer games. And Zenith didn't make it. It did not make the game of the year.
It's one port. Yeah. I mean, this platform, it's the Quest platform that had all these games. And I just wanted to say to Brandon VR, he says Zenith shouldn't be higher than Among Us. The order that we put them in, aside from the one that won, has nothing to, none of them are above. Like, this was really hot. Among Us was high up in the conversation. But like we've always said, we don't choose it all either. It's the patrons that probably made that last decision in the end on this one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. What Roots is saying is true. There is no order to this. It's just a list of nominees and then the winner at the end. And the winner obviously being the winner, but everyone else are on level playing field in terms of what their stature is, and that is, we're trying to recognize all of them equally for being the best in VR.
Yep.
Bluebill says there were so many good top games, it was hard to choose. And we're not even, that's not even to mention, Eric, Bone Lab, which on a technical level does things that we've never seen done on Quest before.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we found flaws in the beginning with Bone Lab, some people found it absolutely amazing and had a crazy great time in it. And like I said, I think we need to like revisit and get a little deeper into it. Because this game is a marvel that they put this game on the Quest 2. I don't know how many times that we've said, I don't know how they're ever going to do this. And this Project 4 was around for a long time where they were like, you know, Boneworks, you know, going to Quest 2. And they made it work, man. They made it work. And, you know, as much as little problems we had here or there or little jank issues we may have had in the beginning, they have made it work. It is almost 100% there, everything that was in the PC version. And, man, it looks great. And you can do a whole bunch of extra stuff in it now. You know, again, as much as I kill this game deserves to be on this list. And it could have won very easily Game of the Year.
It's got its own source, yeah. Right? Its own, you can make your own games and stuff in there, which is kind of what one of the reasons why Half-Life Alyx got so high up on our list for the Game of the Year, because it could be potentially what it could be down the road. And again, this kind of got glossed over in the conversations for this game, mostly because the devs, which we've already explained earlier, but I think that in a lot of ways that this probably should have won as well, you know, but you know, the winner is the winner for a reason. So
yeah, we certainly could have made the argument for Bone Lab, and it would have been completely justified in calling it the winner. And I do want to point one thing out. Brandon VR in the chat says Into the Radius versus Red Matter 2. Into the Radius was one of the nominees for MetaQuest Game of the Year, but in the interest of time, I couldn't list every nominee of every category, and Into the Radius is actually one of the ones that got cut from this one. We don't have a segment ready for Into the Radius, but Roots, I think it's safe to say that it's, I mean, not only one of the best games that came out on Quest this year, but it's one of the best games in VR, period. No matter if you're playing on Quest or on PC, Into the Radius is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, again, as we've noted many times over the course of the last 12 plus hours, there can only be one winner. And when you're talking about accomplishments on the Quest platform in 2022, the chat nailed it. Like Red Matter 2, this shouldn't be possible on Quest. Like what the things that they do here with the lighting and reflections, and it's not just eye candy. Like a lot of, you know, Eric, I feel almost bad that every time we talk about this game that we just default to how beautiful it is, because it's one of, if not maybe the most beautiful game on Oculus Quest. But I feel like we pay so much attention to the graphics, it really kind of takes away from what makes the game special. And that is the structure of the game. It's the gameplay. It's the storytelling. This is a complete package. It's a sequel to a classic VR game, and it's heads and shoulders better than the original in every way. Red Matter 2 is a masterpiece of a game.
It is, you know, and it deserves to win this. And as you can see in this list, this was a heavily, you know, debated category because all these games had a really, really good chance to win. And everybody made a case for them to have one of those games to win. But in the end, I mean, this game is a marvel on the Quest 2. It almost looks exactly like the PC version. I mean, if you wanted to show somebody PC quality VR and they only had a Quest 2 headset, this is the game you're going to show them because it's that damn close. And then exactly what you said, they made it better. They made it more engaging. They made it more, a little bit more adventure, a little more action packed. They put some stealth elements into it. They put, you know, they still have the awesome puzzles into it. The movement got better. Remember the kind of slow movement with the jetpack in the first one? They made it better in this one. Any little nitpick you could have made about the first one, they made it better in the second one. So how can you not say this isn't Game of the Year? This is probably, this could be the best game ever on Quest 2. It's probably in the top five of all-time Quest 2 games. Yep. So it deserves to win. You know, whether this is your pick or not, I get it. It may not have been my pick. I don't even remember at this point, to be honest with you. But to me, every one of these games has a case to be made to win, and this one absolutely should be the winner, I would assume.
Roots, when I think back of my time in this game and where I started versus where I ended up and the path traveled to get there, I mean, this is an epic VR adventure that takes you all over the universe, or all over the galaxy rather. And again, very versatile gameplay, not just a puzzler anymore, platforming, action sequences, stealth sequences, and a riveting story. And the puzzles, by the way, that they don't disappoint either. That there was actually a couple times that I even got stumped and stuck on the puzzling parts of the game, and that's just one small aspect of the larger package.
Yeah. Yeah, this game was, like you guys said, head and shoulders above the last one. They didn't improve. It shows they listen to their community, and they obviously critique their own work, which is important. You know, like, even though you put out a really good game the first time, you're going to, okay, we're going to do this different and make it even better. And so, like, yeah, this was, to me, was hands down the best game of the year for Quest as well. And arguably could have been, or could be in the PC, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And with that said, yeah, congratulations to Red Matter 2 and Vertigo Robot on the technical achievement and an exceptional game. Very well-deserved win for those people over there.
It's so good, Wes, that Oprah's been raving about it. Like, she won't stop talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, I know. And you know what? The weird thing about Oprah, as big of a fan of MetaQuest that Oprah is, Oprah doesn't have any quest keys for this one. It's just Oprah. Steam keys. Yeah.
Well, wow. Yeah, it's going to look amazing, though. I'll tell you.
So we have two copies of Red Matter 2 on Steam to give away. Yeah, we weren't able to get any quest keys for this one at the 11th hour, but we were able to get our hands on a couple of copies of this on Steam, which, lucky for all of you, is just as good as the Quest version. So congrats, PC players. You have your opportunity to win yet another banger title here. Courtesy of our friends at Vertical Robot. Again, shout out to them.
Reedy wants us to, maybe he should buy it then, and or win it here. He says he's been having a good time in Wanderer. Well, considering we convinced you to get Wanderer in the patrons, you should take our word for it, and you should pick it up if you don't win it.
He almost didn't, remember? He was like, I'm not going to get it. If there's any kind of issues, I'm not getting it.
I love Reedy Run. That was such a good time.
It was. Old Darth says, Red Matter 2 versus Wanderer, which is better? Hang on. You'll find out.
We still got to do the game of the year overall. That's going to happen. And the PCVR, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys know the drill by now. The first person to answer the question correctly on my screen will win a copy of Red Matter 2. And if you're watching this after the fact, don't fret. All you got to do is subscribe, scroll down, leave a comment that says Red Matter 2, and you will be entered into our second chance drawing 2 weeks from today. And good luck to you all. So here is the question. This game, Red Matter 2, was developed by Vertical Robot, who also developed the original Red Matter. But besides Red Matter and Red Matter 2, they also worked on another game for an early Oculus platform. Name that game and win a copy of Red Matter 2.
Ooh.
Oh, somebody's
Wow.
Wow, no way.
Maddie Fat Bat Cat knew already where I was going with the question. That's the only way that
Rob Perry was right there too, man.
Right behind him, yeah.
Did they know that? Are we still in the past? What? No
what
way.
What is happening here?
Something's wrong, man. No way.
Talk about being ready. These guys are fucking ready.
99% of the people out there don't even know the game, Daedalus.
Yeah, they knew the answer before I knew the question, bro. Like, I just decided what I was going to ask, and these guys are all over it.
Yeah.
Damn, so you think during our whole little diatribe about Game of the Year and what the Game of the Year was, they were looking up points about Vertical Robot? And
for sure.
You know, yeah, for sure. They had to be looking it up, right? Because nobody knows fucking Daedalus, I'm telling you. No way.
Well, they do now.
We're going to have to switch up how we ask questions. I think maybe start asking questions about different games.
There you go.
Oh, man. So
who was the founder of Oculus?
Yeah. John Michael Oculus.
Jan Michael?
Just ask how many times did Zuckerberg say the word legs in that one video?
Yeah, I like it.
Come back. You'll have to go watch that. Right?
All right, so as we move onward and inward to the PCVR Game of the Year, we're going to do a little experiment here, guys, with technology. Because we have new tech to play with. You know, one of the things I struggle with as a live streamer who likes to interact with the chat a lot is whenever I'm looking and reading the chat, I'm always looking over here. I'm always looking just to the off to the side of the camera instead of making eye contact with the viewer. But we got an update to NVIDIA Broadcast today that actually they apply AI to my image, and according to this, it's supposed to make me keep eye contact with the viewers even when I'm not looking at the camera. So we're going to try that out. We're going to enable that right now and just see how well it works.
That sounds like a way to creep on somebody, too. You'd be like, hey, man, I'm totally not even looking at you. I swear. Look, my eyes are going right forward.
I want to see this.
All right.
This is going to be weird.
So this feature is enabled right now, and I am not looking at the camera. I am looking at the chat. What does it look like, guys?
It looks like you're looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Can you look all the way to your right?
Well, once you turned your head, we could see.
Yeah, don't turn your head. Just you gotta turn your eyes. Yeah, no, I see your eyes moving.
At first we didn't, though.
Looking back and forth. All right, but I am reading the chat right now. Does it have me looking at the camera or at the camera? Chat? Yeah. So it's pretty good. I mean, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but I'll take a 95. You know what I mean? As long as it don't look weird, we'll use it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today too, because I got the second monitor to the right, and I'm always looking at you guys in the OBS, and then I'll look back every once in a while, but like my eyes are shifting all over down here, up here, over there, but they're never looking at the camera. Like I'd say 95%.
AcidX says that it's trippy and it's easily broken. Yeah, well, I mean, it is a beta feature that they just launched today. I think it's pretty
different.
Impressive that it works at all.
Yeah, that's true.
He says move my chat window, and I could do that, but I've got actually the window with like Roots and Eric are right behind the camera, so I can't have both. I can only pick one. So
there can only be one.
Bluebell says no, we'll miss the eye rolls. that's a good true. Point that's
I know true. I do love the eye rolls, especially when I start going on about something, you get the good eye roll.
You know what it would what it'll actually be very useful for, and I'm going to turn it back off for right now. You know what it's going to be useful for, Roots, is the Sunday show when I'm reading through these articles and stuff.
That's true.
It'll actually be quite useful for that in that context.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's move on to the PCVR Game of the Year. We have another long list of deserving nominees. First and foremost, among those Roots, Hitman 3 came to PC this year, amongst lots of controversy. But at the end of the day, it was one of the games of the year last year, and a better version came to PC, and that's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah, the Upload got this as their Game of the Year. Oh, never mind. Yeah, this is definitely, I could see this, somebody make an argument for this being the game of the year. My thing is, as I said this on Twitter, you know, it's not my game of the year, but I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. It's got the deepest content in almost all the PCVR games that came out this year. It's legit AAA, and yeah, they made mistakes on it. It's not perfect, but it is better than the PlayStation VR version that we got last year, which won the game of the year, but yet it's supposedly not even worth playing unless you're not, and play it flat instead. I definitely think it was worth being on this list.
Yeah. What the bat? That's all I got to say about that.
How close were they though? Seriously, if they had maybe waited and put hot proper hand support in and done it the way that everybody wanted them to, this could have been game of the year.
Full sixed off to where you can actually move around in your play space or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. It can be done. I mean, it's not that they can't do it. This is IOI. I mean, they got so money, close. Right? They could have done
it. Yeah. You know, a lot of the as much as a lot of that criticism was overblown, it certainly was deserved on the part of the developer. They brought it on themselves.
Well, the biggest thing, and I didn't even think about it until Simplex talked about it, but like, it's a big deal when you move around in your play space and it feels really weird, not having it be, you know, full locomotive, or I guess, what's the name of it, where you can move around in your play space? I'm losing my mind here.
Room scale.
Yeah, room scale. You know, that's a big deal. And for not only just because people enjoy it, but it can make you feel sick or weird in VR. Now, I didn't notice it because I sat down and I played it like I normally would anyway, because I don't want to be standing. I stand all day at work, walk around. But for people that want to, you know, like Wolvie, that's always moving around their play space, that's going to be a problem. So,
yeah. Scion says we just need VR monitors to fix Hitman 3 for us.
Yeah. I heard they're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully they will. It wouldn't take much, right? It wouldn't take much at all.
Yeah.
Moving along, Eric Ubris. Mixed reviews at first among a lot of the VR reviewers out there. But we run with the crew of VR reviewers, and most of the people that we talk to are just as blown away with this game as we are.
Yeah. I mean, I called it a flawed masterpiece. This is a masterpiece of a game. It just had some flaws in it that just held it back just a little bit. Like, I mean, if they were able to, you know, optimize a little bit better and launch it with a little more perfection and a little more polished, super easy could have been game of the year. I mean, this is still one of the best looking games I've ever seen. It's got some of the best underwater scenes ever. The underwater swimming is great. The fighting is great. You don't see games where you actually get to, you know, have combat underwater.
The climbing,
there's not many out there.
Platforming is really good as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a complete package. It really is. And just a couple of things hold it back from maybe taking the title, but man, it's damn close.
Yeah. Again, another victim of expectations. You know, people expected this to be a bit of a generic version of Half-Life Alyx, but what we got instead, in my opinion, is a better version of Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
Good point here from Hussein X. Hitman 3 did win Steam PC VR Game of the Year, and lots of credit to Steam for doing that. Last year they made Cooking Simulator VR their Game of the Year, and they were kind of a joke and a meme, the same way that Upload VR is this year. So yeah, kudos to the Steam community for doing the right thing and picking the right game this year.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah, finally, right? Roots, I mean, what else can we say about Moss Book 2 that we haven't said already?
It looks even better on PC, and which is crazy because it looked amazing on the other platforms as well. So yeah, this is definitely, in my opinion, obviously the best version of it, but it's an amazing game.
Absolutely, an amazing game, and what Roots says holds true, Eric. You know, in a game that's amazing on every platform, notably the best version on Steam VR.
100%, and a lot of us waited. You know, we played bits and pieces of the first one, and then we were like, you know what? I'm not going any farther until I can finish it on PC VR, and where we knew it was going to be the best possible version of this game, and that says something when you're willing to wait to play a great game that you want to play, but you're willing to wait because it's so damn good on a platform. So, absolutely.
Ashes says, I can't believe I haven't won anything. Last year, I had a horseshoe stuck up my ass. 2023 is going to suck.
Well, you still got to take the horseshoe
out. Two more
giveaways.
Yeah, we got two more giveaways tonight and the entirety of the second chance giveaway. So I wouldn't be so sure you're not going to win just yet.
Still about 90% of the year left, so you're good.
That's true. Yeah.
By the way, I would have gladly give away every giveaway that I won in 2022 if we could have just had one AAA title launch during that year. So 2023 is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you would just in the first, you know, 2 months, we're going to see, what, 4 AAA titles at least.
Yeah. This year, next year, this time next year is going to be a very, very different voting for us, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be in many ways more difficult even than it was this year.
Yeah.
Eric, I kind of hope that we do disqualify the December titles from this year's show and just kind of move them into next year's game of the year conversation, because I feel like we mentioned it earlier, Lawn is a bit of a slow burn, and it isn't something that you can get a good impression of in just a few hours' time. And this is a game I want to finish before I talk about it. But even with the limited amount of time that we've played it already, it's clearly one of the better games that came out on PC this year.
Yeah, definitely. And it goes to a game that goes, you know, in a positive spot for a game when it says that you need to play deep in the game to really get a good, you know, idea of what it all is. You know, that's because the game is deep. There's a lot to it. You can't just play it for 45 minutes and get the full gist of what the game is going to be. You need to play it more. And, you know, there just wasn't time. We just ran out of time to get it. So, it may have done better. I think it still would have been here where it is, but it would have been a different negotiation or a different discussion when we were doing the voting.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things here are very impressive on a technical level when it's coming from a three-person team, and it arguably has better physics than Boneworks or Bone Lab, and it has some of the best enemy AI that we've ever seen in a VR game. I mean, that's quite a feat from a technical perspective from such a small team. So definitely deserves to be on this list and a very well-deserved nomination.
Sure.
Roots, speaking of technical achievements, Bone Lab, again, a great game on Quest, even better on PC.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely an amazing game version as well. And I just thought, you know, a lot of people, we didn't even know this was going to go to PC for sure, right? When it first came out, it was just going to be a Quest game. It was supposed to be the Boneworks brought over, and they did a whole new game. And then they brought it to both, and now they've got that source for people to create mods on PC VR. So I think this year, time next year, we might be talking about those mods as well. So
how about this as a juxtaposition here? We've got Jim Chick, who is watching us from the vet and says that there are dogs going wild everywhere. And then we have Skiva, on the other hand, who's watching from Neos, from inside the metaverse. So what up, Skiva? Thanks for joining us. What up, Jim Chick? Thanks for hanging out.
I got the same message from Todd with a picture or a little video of him watching us on a huge big screen TV in Neos.
Wow.
Shout out Todd. Shout out Skiba. Shout out
Jim Chick.
What's the guy's what's the guy's name that we talked to at the bar the other day? The guy from Neos.
Oh Jesus. 10 hours ago I might remember.
Hold on a second. I want to shout this dude out because he's a super cool guy.
He is cool, but I cannot remember right now.
So I'll say it again.
Skiba knows. Skiba, you can give it up.
Question mark. Any good? No. I need to get in there. Everybody keeps raving about it. So we need to get in there, Wes. Check it out.
Yeah, I think it's about time. Gaines. Shout out Gaines for being a cool dude and hanging out with us all night. Closing the bar with us, Eric. Like,
he did.
I got to hang in there. Yeah.
With his sunglasses.
Yeah, with his sunglasses indoors.
Who doesn't close the bar out, though? Look at all our people here closing out the bar. Ashes to Ashes says, I need to go to sleep. People are saying, don't go. We're almost done. We're like 20 minutes away. Don't leave yet. Come on, man.
So close. How do you expect to win anything like that? You gotta hang through to the end.
That's when you're going to win the game.
That's right. But before that, we're going to talk for just a moment about Green Hell VR. Roots, we were blown away by Green Hell VR on Quest and what an amazing job they did of bringing such a game with such depth onto Quest. But the fact of the matter is they brought a subdued, smaller version of Green Hell onto Quest. Not the case on PC. You know, the Quest version was amazing. They could have easily gotten away with porting that version to PC and giving it better graphics and calling it a day, but that's not what they did here. They brought the full flat version adapted it into VR. And again, it's one of the better games that came out this year.
Yeah, and you got to have respect for that. I mean, that's a lot more work. They didn't have to do it. And it shows that their vision was to bring the game in full to VR. And they could do it on one platform. They couldn't do it on the other. And so they did the best they could with Quest, which was phenomenal. And then they delivered for the PC people that could handle it. And so, I, you know, for me, that's more important than a lot of whether I like the game or not or whatever. It just shows that these devs are committed to the people they're making the game for, and that's what matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I'm starting to get jealous now because Todd and Skeever are hanging out with Tribe. Tribe's in there too.
Tribe,
holy crap, Tribe's in there? What?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Well, how dare you? I'll tell you what, Eric.
How dare you?
People were asking, and maybe this will sway you earlier. I don't know if you saw it. They were asking you were going to do a 12-hour stream after this.
After this?
Yeah, you go into Neos, you could do some other gunship. What else? You could do some After the Fall.
We could do some Barry Eric in the backyard, because I'd be dead. I'm literally
you
ready
said
to
it,
fall
bro.
On my ass right now.
You said you're ready to get back to playing games.
That's true.
I am. Yeah. After about 12 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Seriously, I don't even know how you're doing it, because you've gotten less sleep than I have, and mm-hmm. I'm having a tough time keeping my thoughts straight.
I'll tell you exactly how I'm doing. Every intermission that we had during today's show, I took a nap.
I should have done that.
This is the thing. You're used to that too, Wes, because your schedule's so weird. You sleep when you can, right? I don't know if about Eric's the same way. There's no way. I probably won't go to sleep for hours after I get done here, and I'll want to. I just won't be able to.
I passed straight out, dude. Like, I haven't slept in days, so it was not hard for me to lay down and pass straight out, and it won't be hard for me to do it again after this.
Oh, Creeper Betty's to be honest, there as well. Sorry, I just wanted to Betty. Rub some salt in it.
What, Betty's in there too?
Yep. What You're missing fuck, it, bro. Man?
How dare you guys? Screw, I mean,
how
we're
dare
working
you?
Our asses, we're working our asses off over here. You guys have got your feet kicked up in Neos, having a good time, hanging out with all those awesome, cool people.
Yeah,
it's rude. What were we talking about,
Eric? before you know it, Eric, Steve is going to have 300 people in Neos. Like,
oh, it's coming.
That's just how he rolls.
The way it should be, man.
Yeah, that people are onto you, Wes. They said Wes is asleep. It's the Wes AI that's run. That looks like
there you go.
He's awake right now.
There you go.
That's why he has the eye thing. His eyes are actually closed right now. You can't tell because of the NVIDIA AI.
That's great.
All right, so I'm going to move on to the next nominee before Skeeva tells us that Palmer Luckey's in Neos with him.
Oh, my God.
we're going to talk a little bit more about Red Matter 2. Again, a technical achievement, this game, on Quest. But it's safe to say, Roots, the best version we just gave away, and that's the PC version.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man, because the Quest version is so amazing. But yeah, that PC version is just phenomenal. And definitely, this game could have won. This game almost won. And it's just amazing.
Eric, I don't think we've ever had a stalemate deciding the winner of a category. The way that we did with this specific category and the next one, like we got stuck, right? Because Red Matter 2 is so good.
Heck yeah. I mean, that's what it is when the list gets like this good. And then I was like, you know what happens, what we were talking about, is you end up having to like start pulling apart games you don't want to pull apart. Like, you know, I'm fighting for this game, which means I need to shit on this game a little bit. And you're like, I don't want to, right? I mean, these games are all like winners, they're all great games, and you don't want to, but when you get to this tight of a like decision, you have to like start figuring out how I choose, and the only way to do it is to start pulling apart other games. And you just it's like impossible. How do you pull apart Red Matter? What do you say about Red Matter 2 that doesn't make it the winner? Or what do you say about, you know, Lawn or Moss Book 2 that doesn't make it the winner? It's so tough. And everybody had they're winners, and a lot of them were different. And when you get that many people together, it's tough. You know, you know what happens to happen? You have to have a lot of people with open minds who aren't like, you know, drawing a line in the sand and say, nope, this is it. I'm not willing to discuss. This is my winner. You have to be able to go in there with an open mind and say, look, seriously, if you have an opinion, convince me, tell me why. And you know what? It happens. You know, everybody in there had a good head on their shoulders and nobody got like, you know, crazy or mad or anything like that. Everybody, we had good discussions and good debates, and in the end it worked out. I think it worked out the right way.
Yep. It's a good thing Simplex wasn't there, huh?
I would have been in there with my Quest Pro, like, man, what are you talking about? I can see you perfectly.
Oh, but such a great, you know, for a year that most people would describe as a bust for VR in general because we didn't have any big budget games. This sure is an awful lot of amazing games that came out this year. I mean, we don't need a banger every month, but we averaged, Roots, a banger every other month. And in many ways, when you take that into consideration with the mods that we got this year, I mean, we had a pretty amazing year.
Yeah, yeah, the mods evened everything out, but there, you know, to say that there was no good games this year is a lie. I mean, there was definitely really good games out there, and each one of these games that we've talked about has exactly what I want more in games, which is actual depth to them, whether it be story, gameplay, replayability. There's always something to all of these games that we've been talking about that set them on this level. You know, it's definitely a good. I think the winner should have been the winner, but I think this one would have been close to actually this whole list, man. Bone Lab, I think, yeah, really should have won a couple of these categories, man. It's one of the better games I've played, but when you put them up against other amazing games, it's hard to choose.
Yeah. It's a game of inches, and you know who loves playing the game of inches?
My mom! God, I got the right one.
Sion said it. He said this game almost won, which was Red Matter 2, and if he remembers correctly, it was insanely close, and it was, man. Remember, we were going back and forth a couple different times. We went to the polls. Everybody had their own choice. People were changing their votes midstream, trying to figure things out.
Yeah, yeah. And that just goes to show you that your vote does count. I know we make quite a big show of making sure everyone knows that this isn't a democracy or viewer's choice awards. But in the case of this particular category and the next one, what the viewers said pretty much is how it went. And I don't think if we hadn't done that, we might be saying something different right now. So obviously the winner of the PCVR Game of the Year 2022, Wanderer from Mightyaz. You know, a game not only with the most nominations, but by far the most votes, no matter what category we're talking about. Wanderer, overwhelming crowd support and well-deserved.
We raved about the PlayStation VR version, but this is, again, the best version is on the PC version. And this game looked amazing on the PlayStation VR, but it looked even more amazing on the PC.
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing, and again, not just one of the best of 2022, but one of the best in the VR catalog period. You know, for a year that didn't have any big budget games, we probably got at least five entries into the all time great VR catalog this year, which is no small task, again, that's not even talking about the mods that we got. So
it just shows you that budget matters, but it's not everything. Like, if you have a team that knows what the hell they're doing and they're dedicated to making the game that they're going to make, they don't need all the money in the world. They don't need the biggest team. And this is perfect proof. One of the best, if not the best game that came out last year, built from the ground up, is this game. And yeah, definitely kudos to their studio.
So Space Denison says, are y'all for fucking real? 13 hours?
we're gonna beat last year by the time we're done. How close are we?
12 more hours, man. No, I'm just kidding.
What? No, I mean, just to be... How many hours were we last year?
You and Wes seem to have a lot less energy than I do right now for some reason.
I have no energy right now.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good, actually.
The problem is I stopped drinking coffee. That was my problem. Now it's like, I think it's 2. It's 2 a.m. We've been going since
10:30. I guess 10:30 my time, so 12:30. So
yeah. I've been up since about 7:30 a.m.
Yeah,
but it's the whole process.
GamerTag checking in says still going. Absolutely, we're still going, bro. All night long, just like my mom likes it.
We just won the award for the longest podcast of all time.
We did. I think we just won the platinum award.
Seriously, where is our trophy? I want a trophy.
True that. As everyone petitioned the Game Awards next year. You know, they have that breakout award for VR content creators. Somebody send them this episode and say, come on, who else is doing this?
Yeah, who's doing 14-hour podcasts? Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody's
insane.
The games like we are, to where people earlier, I don't know if you saw in the chat, they were saying that after watching this for 9 hours, I just want to go play like 1,000 VR games. Like, that's what you want to hear from the community, because that's why we're doing it, is to showcase the VR and showcase these developers and these games. So,
Ryan Brandon has to be up in 4 hours. So why don't we give away another title and then get down to business. One copy of this title. So no second chance giveaway. We have one key for Lawn on Steam. Definitely, I think we put this game over pretty hard during this episode, and with good reason. It is a excellent game and an excellent pickup for whoever answers this question first in my chat. So Lawn, developed by Six Sense Studio. This, I believe, their initial VR release. I don't think they've done anything else yet. Someone named the country that Six Sense Studio is found in, and you will win a copy of Lawn.
And while they're doing that, Gamertag says he noticed that there's a second, the other stream he left on, he had to come to a second stream. Yeah, we killed it after 12 hours because YouTube screwed us last year out of about like an hour and a half of content. Actually, not us, because I got to experience it, but a good portion of people that left early and went to bed and said, I'll watch it tomorrow. They didn't get a chance to watch it tomorrow.
Why does YouTube have a weird rule that you can't stream for more than 12 hours straight? That's weird, right?
I think they probably had some people that would try to do like days on end, and it costs money. So I get it, but at the same time, it's kind of inconvenient.
All right, so Mindjive says that it's Australia, which is what I thought too, but Brandon says it's New Zealand, so we better check to make sure, right? Like, we don't want to get this one wrong.
Yeah, similar but different. I see many Australias and one New Zealand.
Poland is a great guess, because every great game can come from Poland, because there's just a ton of good ones over there. But
What the hell? I don't think either of those are correct. What I'm looking at here. That's crazy.
Is it Zimbabwe? Because that's what Hussein X said.
Hold on here.
Somebody said Ukraine too. So
Gemchick says the studio is right next to her house.
I was going to say Mother Russia, okay. But
that's right. That's right. Sydney, Australia.
No, I'm just
correct.
Kidding with that. I don't know that. She was just kidding.
No, it is. It is correct. Okay. Looking at the Sixth Sense, the team is based in Sydney, Australia. What threw me for a loop though, there's a Sixth Sense studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, what? Wait a minute, what?
So it is right next to Gemchick's house then, because that's where Gemchick is from, is Sydney.
Oh, so she did know. So it looks like, well, at least on mine, Mindjive, but I'll let you confirm that, Wes.
That is, I think, correct. Let me look. Mindjive. Mindjive is the winner. Congratulations, Mindjive. You just won an awesome game.
Well, yeah, you got one of the most awesome games we talked about, and like they said, 14 hours to win. Well, it was well worth it, and you got 14 hours to hang out with everybody.
Hell yeah!
Technoglitch says Guam. That's a good guess.
I just forgot. Oprah's been stuck on the shocker. There we go. Oh wait, no, she's lying again. Only one copy, Oprah.
No, everybody's getting one.
Oh
no, I'm sorry. No, they're not.
Shout out to our friends at Six Sense Studio, and a big thank you for providing code for Mindjive.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we move down to the final award category. That is the overall VR game of the year. And I would like to point out that in years past, we've had games win on the other platforms and not win PC VR game of the year. And we've had games that didn't win on the other platforms and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's pretty obvious what might be winning here, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to win, because I point out to you, Roots, case in point, the year that Half-Life Alyx was the PC VR game of the year and most people's consensus for the best game that came out that year, But The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners won the overall game of the year because The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners was playable on all three major VR platforms. And that's a big part of the selection. It isn't just our favorite game or what we think the best game is. We take into consideration how good the game is. We take into consideration what platforms it supports. We take into consideration how it is to the masses and how many it sold. We take lots of things into consideration. And with that said, we move into PC VR, I'm sorry, overall VR game of the year. And Eric, we kick it off once again by talking about Bone Lab.
Dude, poor Bone Lab. Poor Bone Lab. A freaking crazy great game. Didn't win anything, right? I don't think did it win.
Innovative
game of the year?
Innovative.
Okay, they innovative got something. Gameplay. All right, that's fair. They got something. But shit, how many categories were they nominated in? They really could have won. They could have won all of them. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's amazing that they didn't. And it's a testament to the amount of great games that we had this year that it didn't. And you know, it deserves a spot on this list, just as we said, you know, all night long. It deserves to be here, and it was definitely a consideration that we debated.
I think it's a testament, Roots, to the fact that our patrons are very, very petty people.
It's funny because the conversation really, I mean, not that it was petty, but it really was. There was a lot of, some people were like, I just don't like those devs. I'm not voting for them because, and I get it because, I mean, they rubbed me the wrong way when just the way that they acted about the whole save point, which was actually one of the most valid things that needed to happen for Boneworks. And, but you know, at the end of the day, they made an amazing game. And so that shouldn't be a part of it, but this is life, right? So
yeah, there were people in our session, our selection ceremony that was like, anybody but them, I don't care about the game. No, they're not winning.
So, yeah. I remember people were like, well, if it's close, I don't want to give it to them. And that's, you know what? That's not good for the developer. You know, if you want to act like assholes, then that has to go against your game when you're trying to weigh things out. And people are like, if it's a tie and everything is equal, I'll go with the development team that is a better development team.
There you go. Roots, moving along. We said it, bonus points given for having a game that runs on all VR platforms. But what if the game runs simultaneously on all VR platforms and features crossplay with up to 50 of your friends? I mean, that's a pretty compelling case for game of the year too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When like Brian nailed it with PlayStation VR, most people didn't even think it was going to happen. It was going to be delayed by the time they get around to it. PSVR 2 is here. And it was not only did it happen, it happened at the same time. It all dropped, it all worked. And, you know, I mean, they had a lot of money, the ramen with all the Kickstarters, but they used it. They used it properly, and they did a very bang up job. And this was definitely at the top of the list for me as well, as far as like overall game of the year for those reasons, right?
Yeah, Eric, not only cross platform play enabled, but cross save enabled. So you can go on your PlayStation, create your account, create your character, go over on Quest and pick up with your same account and your same character.
Yeah, and you can do all that, and you know how many games can you get in with, you know, 20 people? You know, you can form your own guild.
Yeah.
True that.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to have their own guild, especially in World of Warcraft called Virtual Strangers?
What? Is that what it's called? I want in. How come I've never been invited? Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare
you're always invited, Mash. Always.
The Arboron thing is coming next week. I've already got my guy leveled. I'm ready to go. Whatever the thing is.
Olduar.
That's it. The Arboron. The
Arjuron. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm super psyched because that's like a step up in difficulty. Like, as far as it's actually going to be pretty tactical raids. Cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds
awesome. Yeah. It's flat. You guys are like, I'm already dead. Get out of here. Let's go.
I feel dead inside.
Roots, Moss Book 2. Again, I mean, every platform supported, beautiful on every platform. How could it not be part of this conversation?
That's what I was just thinking. How in the heck could it not be part of the conversation? And how could I be looking at Eolia in a very blown up picture of it? Here, we'll just do this. Yeah.
As good as the Aeolia is, I don't think it makes it.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you what. Moss Book 2, this picture isn't even that right one. It is definitely an amazing game and on every platform. And that's one of the reasons why it, besides the fact that the game is amazing, it needed to be on this list, right? Because it's phenomenal on all three platforms. So
yeah, it's great. Eric, Among Us VR, again, a big deal for VR. This game launching into Oculus Quest and Steam platforms, coming to PSVR next year. A big deal and a great game.
Yeah, I mean, in this game, you know, this was debated more than I thought it would be for Game of the Year. There was some people that really made a case for Among Us because it was really, really good, and it got a lot of people into playing it. So, you know, whether we thought this was going to be a hit or not, or whether we thought it was going to be as big as it is definitely there, and it deserves a spot in the list. When you have that much engagement from the community, and not just kids, by the way, you know, everybody thought it was going to be all kids, remember? We're like, oh, wait till we see all the kids in Among Us. It's going to be terrible. I haven't seen that many kids. Now, usually it's with a lot of people, but you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, there's a lot of adults playing this game that I can see from our community, at least. So, yeah, I mean, this game definitely deserves to be here.
That's because kids aren't allowed to play it. Like, they have a shadow ban on children in this game, which I thought was funny.
I like it. Fuck them kids, yo.
That's what I say.
Distract wants to know when we're going to harass Codemasters for Dirt 2 support now that the hardware is up to par. I don't know, man. I've had a problem with Codemaster for a long time. I don't know why people still even trust them. The last couple times, Dirt Rally, whatever it is, when the servers actually you could log in and play, there's just weirdness about being able to play multiplayer. And so, we still have the problem with the guys in the car yelling at me the whole time. I don't care if he's trying to help me or not. Or is that just Dirt Rally?
He doesn't like you.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
He doesn't like you. Yeah. I don't like you either. I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
moving along, Green Hell VR. Again, a beautiful game on Quest, a better game on PC VR. Uncommon depth for a VR game and an expert job porting it into VR from Incubo. Absolutely deserving nominee for Game of the Year.
Yep, absolutely.
This might be the deepest game of the year, right? I mean, this could be like the game you could put the most hours in and just go and keep playing.
It's certainly the game I died the most in out of all of them. Like, geez, man. Over and over and over again.
What I thought the most when you guys talked about it, or when you were talking about it earlier, and you said it's Green Hell, the PC version at least, and, you know, people that wanted, you know, the Quest version, they wanted the Forest, right? And same thing for, you know, another game version for PC. Well, this game, even on the Quest, I thought was significantly better than the Forest. The Forest story kind of sucked, and it was janky as hell, whereas this game was just fluid on both platforms. It was way deeper. The graphics were way better. The gameplay was way better. The crafting was way better. I mean, in every way, I feel like it significantly made the Forest look like crap. But people still talk about it because of the multiplayer. So as soon as this gets multiplayer, the Forest, in my opinion, is off my radar forever, because it kind of already is.
Agreed. This much better game, much more modern game than the Forest. The one thing the Forest has is that multiplayer support. And if Green Hill ever gets that, it's game over for sure.
Yep.
All right. Where are we at? Oh,
There's only two games left.
Yeah, two games left. Which will it be? And we alluded to it a moment ago. What a difficult decision this was, because Red Matter was such an exceptional game, an all-time great VR game. But it wasn't the only all-time great VR game we had. It was a stalemate during the selection ceremony. And really the only thing that made the difference was the will of the people. So Red Matter 2, I mean, Studio of the Year, Vertical Robot, Oculus Quest Game of the Year, Red Matter 2, and really just losing out by a hair from being the overall Game of the Year. When you consider what they did not only on PC, but Quest Pro, Eric. I mean, they did a special version of this for Quest Pro. They did a version for Pico. I mean, that stuff all counts, right?
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And that we took that into consideration on all the discussions that we had, and this was the toughest. It was one of the toughest discussions we had, because here's the deal: if we wanted to, we could have voted Red. We could have voted Wanderer to win every fucking award, because yeah. everybody in the polls voted for Wanderer. It was the overwhelming game of the year by a landslide. But you can't just do that. You can't just go, okay, across the board, give it to Wanderer, everything, they win everything. Because, number one, we need to talk about these other games. But number two, there are arguments to be said here for Red Matter 2. It is an amazing game. And they put it on the Quest 2.
Yeah.
Wanderer is not on the Quest 2. You know what I mean? As much as Wanderer is great, it's not.
And for what it's worth, that's where the players are. In 2022, the players are on the MetaQuest platform. Ask any developer, they'll tell you that. So, it means something when Vertical Robot not only brought their game to Quest 2, but built it around that hardware.
Right. And it looked phenomenal. It's one of the best-looking games on that platform.
But at the end of the day, I think it's also respectable, Roots, for our winner, the 2022 VR Game of the Year, Wanderer. I think that it says a lot for them that they didn't compromise the vision of their game just so that they could go where the players and the money are at. That they had a vision for what they wanted their game to be, and consequently, for what it's worth, they also had a shit ton of Sony money in their back pocket. they would not compromise, or at least they haven't yet. Now maybe they'll come out next week and announce that this game is coming to Quest. But that wasn't the case in 2022. And if you're looking, if someone asks you what's the best game that came out in VR in 2022, there shouldn't be any question at this point. That game was Wanderer.
Yeah, absolutely. And yep. If it came to Quest, I mean, we know that it's not going to affect the other versions because they're already out. So, no worry there.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like the PlayStation version is going to take a step back after it comes out on Quest. It is what it is, and it's there for the ages now.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Eric, we've got an announcement coming from the studio anytime now. They said at the beginning of 2023 they were going to announce something cool. And we haven't gotten it yet, but it can only be one of two things, right? Either they're coming to Quest or they're coming to PlayStation VR 2. I know which one I'm keeping my fingers crossed for.
Yeah, I mean, I know which one I would want personally, but I almost wish for the other just because it would allow so many more people to be able to play this game. True. So if I took my own personal thing out of it, because I would prefer, I want to see what a PC could or with a PlayStation 5 too, PlayStation 5, I'm so tired. What the PSVR 2 could do with this game, and if you could get the haptics in there and do certain things with the haptics, that would make it amazing, especially with the facial haptics and how good this headset looks. I would absolutely love that. But I'd almost want to go for the Quest 2 version just to have so many more people be able to enjoy this game if they can get it on there and make it look somewhat close to what this is and keep everything else intact, the gameplay intact. If they could ever do that, I would be so on board with that, just because there's a lot of people just can't play it, and I want more people to play this game. More people deserve to play this game.
Well, that's the thing, Roots, is like, if this were to come to Quest, sure, it would take a graphical hit, but the graphics aren't really what makes this game a great game. It's a beautiful game, don't get me wrong, but it's the way that the game is structured. The way that the levels are integrated and it's non-linear story adventure, the way the puzzles all kind of work together. It's the structure of the game is what makes it so great. So even though it might not look quite as good in a potential Quest version, it would still be one of the best VR games on the Quest just because it's such a great concept for a game.
Yeah, I agree 100%. What are your thoughts on... a non-replayable game should never win Game of the Year.
I disagree.
I disagree with it as well. Ryan Brandon said it. But this is the thing, Ryan. Everybody's got different tastes. So clearly you're not into like story-driven adventures that are 15, 20 hours long, or else you wouldn't make that comment, or at least as far as seeing it. But not everybody's into like something like Among Us, where you could play it, over and over again. They might get you know, an hour or 2 hours of fun out of it and say, okay, this is enough. But that's the beauty of life, is like there's so many people, so many different tastes. And
how could you throw away some of those amazing games? I mean, that you think about all the games you'd have to throw away if you ever decided to do that. Half-Life Alyx would be gone. You know what I mean? Yeah. Saints and Sinners would be gone. I mean, if you're only doing games that are, it's basically just multiplayer games at that point, or games that you can continue to play. I mean, you lose so much richness, things that you can't get in multiplayer that you can get. You'd lose any game that has an amazing story, because that story is a finite story. It has to end. That's the whole idea of a story. It has to have a beginning, has to have an end. The adventure has to end at some point. You'd lose all that. You can't do that.
I would use the example of The Price is Right when I was a kid, and I would be watching it, and I just thought it was so dumb that people would not take the car, not take the boat, not take some tangible thing. And now as I get older, I'm looking at it and I'm like, dude, why would you not take the vacation? Like, that experience is something that you could never, you know, I mean, most people don't take the money to go on a vacation. It's memories you're creating for the rest of your life. And that you get that in this. You went on an adventure through this time travel adventure for 20 hours or however long. And it's something that you'll never be able to get in a shallow multiplayer game. Personally, that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah. And you know, everyone, again, has their own taste, and everyone's certainly entitled to their opinion, and everyone likes what they like.
That's the beauty.
For me specifically, like, I probably wouldn't be a gamer if it weren't for single player story driven experiences. That's what I like, and it's by a mile. Like, I do the other stuff too, but I probably wouldn't have never bought a headset if it weren't for the bigger, more rich story experiences that I had experienced in VR. Saying that a single player story driven game shouldn't win Game of the Year, to me, is like saying, well, I only watch sports, I don't watch movies, because when you watch a movie and you know what happened, then you can't watch it again. So I'm just going to watch basketball forever, bro.
Yeah, I guess people like that. But
yeah, and there's not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's just not me, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, an excellent year for VR, an excellent year for VR, and an excellent game of the year in Wanderer. So congratulations again to our friends at Mighty Eyes on an excellent game. We look forward to hearing more from you this year. And Roots, I think with that said, one more time, we're going to bring Oprah back for an encore.
Oh, yeah. She was waiting.
She was, and I bet no one can guess what we're about to give away. One more time, we're going to give away Wanderer
what
again.
The bat?
Yeah, there
what
we
the,
go.
What the bat? What upload the game bat? Of the year.
Yeah, no,
we it's, should give away keys to everybody and see who actually plays it.
Yeah, right. Nobody. A very replayable game. Very replayable game, that What the Bat.
So can you imagine Game of the Year, What the Bat? And look at the list we just went through. Bone Lab, Zenith, Moss Book 2, Among Us, Green Hell, Red Matter, Wanderer 1. And they like literally put What the Bat on there with a straight face. And we're like, yeah, this is it. This is the Game of the Year.
So we're just going to, you're going to notice next year when you come back that the 2023 show is going to be completely different. We're going to be talking about casual crap games, and we're going to have a long list of sponsors to read off.
Yeah, here's our sponsors. Time. We made a lot of money this year.
Well, Candy Crush is very popular.
Yes.
So,
right.
So hence we should vote a crappy mobile game as Game of the Year.
Yeah, I agree.
That's perfect logic.
Yeah,
Four Willen with the $5 US donation says another epic award show. Thank you so much for the donation. Thanks for hanging out till the early hours of the morning, everyone. Like, we love you all. We very much appreciate you. And yeah, you're right. It's been another epic year and another epic award show to go with it.
Yeah, and we're almost. Oh, yeah. How long was our episode last year? 14 hours or
14?
We're now at like. Just about almost at that point, which is crazy.
So yeah,
I say let's give this game away and get the hell out of here.
Please.
All right, so as previously noted, we're giving away Wanderer again, only this time we're giving away the Steam version of Wanderer. We're giving away two to the chat, and one we're holding back for the second chance drawing. So if you are catching this after the fact, Just scroll down to the bottom, leave a comment that says Wanderer, and in 2 weeks, we're going to select a whole bunch of winners of a whole bunch of games. Good luck to everyone out there. You guys know what to do. The first two that answers the question correctly in my window will win a copy of the VR Game of the Year. And the question is as follows. Wanderer, the VR Game of the Year, is supported on multiple VR platforms. Name a platform that it is not supported on, and you will win a copy of Wanderer on Steam.
Oh, wow. That's not something.
Does it have to be a VR platform?
No, that's true.
Yeah, VR platform. Okay. VR platform. That's right.
Because I was thinking Nintendo Switch for sure.
Well, maybe it is. It's coming, I think.
You think?
No, maybe.
Labo?
Not. Yeah, Labo VR.
Nintendo Switch Labo.
Orwillen wins the first one. Mepper wins the second one, although I would say it's coming to PSVR 2. It has not been announced for PSVR 2. So Orwillen and Mepper are the two winners. Congratulations.
What a kick-ass game. I love this game.
A kick-ass year, yeah.
Yeah. What a kick-ass show.
It is a kick-ass show.
What a kick-ass community.
I'm a little put off by the fact that Wes isn't looking at the camera right now when he's talking.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Wait a minute. All right. We can take care of that, though. Boom.
How about the three kick-ass guests that we had come on and spend a whole bunch of time with us?
That was cool.
Actually, four.
Yeah, so, I guess this is a part of the show where we thank everybody. We thank Dr. Greg and Vran for coming on. We thank Brian Paul for being awesome, as always. We want to thank Simplex for coming in on short notice and filling in. Awesome segment from you, bro. I want to thank everyone in the chat, everyone who has stopped by to say hello over the course of the last 13-plus hours, and everyone who's hanging out with us into the middle of the night. I want to thank the sponsors for our giveaway. Sponsors like PolyArt Games, sponsors like Skydance Interactive, Moonseer Games, Resolution Games, Mighty Eyes, End Dreams, Marden Pole, Five Finger Studios, Monkey with the Bomb, Kluge Interactive, Truant Pixel, Vertical Robot, Six Sense Studios, Not Dead, and that's it. I want to thank all of those people for making this awesome giveaway possible. And thank you to our patrons who made the giveaway even more epic because of the extras that we were able to add in on top of the keys that were donated. And of course, I want to thank everyone who has been a part of our community all year long, making what was very much a year of waiting absolutely fly by in an epic year that we'll never forget. I want to thank all of you who have contributed to the channel in any way over the course of the last 12 months. And I say here's to the next 12 months, which will undoubtedly be the most memorable year in VR to date. I want to thank Roots. I want to thank Eric. Guys, thank you for another epic year and another epic year-end celebration.
Yeah, thank you for all the hard work you do, man, like putting the show together, and you know, Eric as well. And like, you're always, you got so many things going on, and both of you, and you're still, you know, managing everything here, all the keys, all the behind the scenes, all the devs that you talk to. It's awesome.
Yeah. Three of us, we had a kick-ass year, man. We had some great shows this year, and I wouldn't want to do the show with anybody else. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. All
right, so we got 4 weeks, bro. What are we going to do with it?
Eric and I were just talking about, like, we were like, between the shows, are we doing a show on Wednesday? I said, I think so, because we were talking about getting right back into it. And he's like, what will we talk about? I said, well, you know, at that moment, we were watching the modcast, and they had Bendy and the Ink Machine. And I was like, well, there's some mods I still want to go into. You know, maybe before we get so far into all these new games coming out, we you know, get back into a couple mods of these awesome mods we never got a chance to.
I'm definitely going to do Bendy. You know, my son Brody actually asked for a Steam copy of Bendy and the Ink Machine for Christmas. Ooh. And I said, you know what? Don't worry about that, because I was already going to buy it so that I can mod it into VR. So definitely going to be doing that one over the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
What else is coming? Oh, of course, I say what a relief. Now we've got CES behind us. We've got the 2022 show behind us. Now I can rest. Nope. I've got a camera full of footage from CES from Las Vegas last week. We're going to start cutting that up into smaller, more bite-sized videos. So if you haven't already, why haven't you not subscribed yet? Have we not proven ourselves to be the real deal at this point? Like, this is where it's at. You want VR gaming content that's unique and geared toward VR enthusiasts? You have come to the right place. Hit that big red button. Lots of cool stuff coming between now and the next generation, which starts in 4 weeks and 5 days.
And make sure that if you guys have already forgotten, which you shouldn't have, there's all those games. You know, there's all these games in 2 weeks we're going to be drawing for. You want to get your names in for those games because you may have not won something this time. Maybe you did, but that's your second chance. Don't miss it.
Yep.
And
then we have all the PlayStation VR 2 stuff that's coming in 38 days. 38 days we'll be covering.
It's going to be madness. Craziness. I'm just going to play Switchback. I'm just playing Switchback. That's all I'm going to play is Switchback.
Dude, Call of the Mountains got me more excited than ever for that game. Playing that demo just lit me on fire, man. I love that game.
That's you know, I joke about saying how I'm going to play Switchback, but I actually think I'm going to take it slow with that one because I know if I let myself, I'll play through it in one sitting, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to do a level, and then I'm going to play Horizon. Then I'm going to do a level, and I'm going to play Village. Then I'm going to start over again and replay the levels because there are branching paths.
It's going to be plenty to do because you're going to have to beat all my scores and you're going to be trying for hours trying to figure
that
out how you
chance,
do that.
I'll put $50 on it right now that will not be the case.
Ooh, we got a $50 bet, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. You heard it. We're on.
Let's go.
All right, friends. I think that's going to wrap us up here. We're all getting giddy. We're spending money we don't have. So I think we're going to call it a show. Again, thanks to everyone who showed up and hung out with us all day long. You guys are the best. I mean, Roots, we've stayed pretty much around 75 until we switched, and we still have managed to maintain 50 all day long. How amazing is this community?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it just shows how awesome everybody is, and we appreciate you for sure.
We love you all. And here's to another great year in VR. And with that said, friends, I'd like to thank you all once again for watching. For Eric and Roots, I'm Wes. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
Take it easy.
See you later. We'll be right back.